You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Hey, y'all. How are you doing? It is January 20th. For you guys, not while I'm recording. Cold, windy Sunday morning for me over here. This is going to be a quick one. It's going to be quick for a few reasons. One reason. I'm just pretty sure all of us are going to be glued to our phones, computers, TVs, what have you, for whatever shit show may happen, may not happen. DC, I hope you're okay. I love DC a lot, actually. It's my favorite venues in DC. And so just really thinking about you guys today in this, and thinking about everyone listening and everyone not listening. It's wild to look back. It feels like just yesterday we were in the trauma-inducing nights of March and April of 2020 with like helicopters at night, and you're just like, what's happening, and nonstop sirens, and I think a lot of us like pushed those months down deep down into the crevices of our bodies to cope. We had to cope. We have been given basically nothing. A $1,200 check, $600 check, okay, cool, but we were still told to do and keep our same productivity levels. And honestly, we've had to do, if you're working, I'm not working, I'm speaking for you. You've had to do more. It's so much easier to be all of a sudden stuck in front of your computer for 10 or 12 hours when you don't have a commute and the lines are blurred. And so I just want you right now to breathe, take a deep breath in, and just, I'm so glad you're here. I just want you to breathe, and I want you to know I'm glad you're here, that we've gotten through this. You know, they've been saying repeatedly, they being like scientists and stuff, that this was going to be, January is going to be the worst month of this all. And they're right, of course, because they understand, you know, what's going on and in depths in ways that we never will. And I was prepared, I don't know about you guys, but I was prepared mentally for that, for, you know, the rise in cases, the rise in deaths. You know, today we haven't hit 400,000, but, you know, come Wednesday, we might. 400,000 people have died in America. And I don't know if you remember, but, you know, they had, again, I'm addicted to my news alerts, but there were news alerts that were just like, people are estimating 250,000 to 500,000 deaths. And everyone was like, no, 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 no. That's not going to happen. And it is. We will hit 500,000. We will hit 500,000. That's horrifying. And I think, and I'm just speaking for me, and I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a sociologist. I don't study people in groups. You know, I don't have a degree in that. But just from what I've seen, what I've watched within me and like the people around me, I think, I don't know if I'd call it the denial phase, but I think we are now having to deal with the grief of what we've had to mentally cope with in January on top of the massive rise in cases, the massive rise in daily deaths. You know, there's never really been like a memorial or a moment of silence. And maybe there has been. Maybe I'm talking out of my ass. But I think a major coping mechanism for, you know, the collective us in America has been to numb those facts away. And I think, you know, depending on where you live, it's cold for the most part in most of America. It's darker. You know, don't get to be around your friends as much. Socially distance, obvi. And I think these numbers are starting to become more tangible, more concrete. But here we are, you know. I don't know if January is going to be the worst month anymore, because I think come March, being a year in this shit, where some days it just feels like death is all around you, I do think there's going to be a lot of grief coming our way. And I want it to. I hate that we don't address how many people have been lost to COVID. I hate that we barely talk about the long term, the long haulers. I'm overly sensitive. I am very empathetic, which can be great and also can be very bad. And so when I do stop and sit and think about the numbers, I just burst into tears. And so immediately you're like, you know what? I'm not gonna deal with it. So you just kind of brush it off to get through another day, another week. And I don't know about you. I don't know about how you're feeling personally. I don't know about your family and friends around you. But I've watched, majority of people that like I follow on Instagram, friends, family, have hit this wall. You know, I think we all prepped ourselves for the cases and the deaths, but we just did not prep ourselves for what this mental toll was going to feel like. And again, I just want you to know that, like, even if you don't feel proud of yourself right now, even if you don't feel like the star that you are, you are. I'm proud of you. I see that you are a star in all of this shit. I watch a lot of comedians, a lot of performers really just like eat shit this month. And it's hard. I'm so proud of you. You got through another day. You showed up for yourself. You showed up for someone else, maybe. Maybe you didn't have the ability to show up for someone else. And I think that's also very important to talk about right now. You know, in the beginning, everyone was like, you know, be really gentle, be really sweet with everyone. Everyone's going through a pandemic right now. And it's like, yeah, everyone is going through a fucking pandemic. And that includes you. 2020, I wanted it to be the year of me, where I finally took care of myself and I finally figured out what the fuck I was doing wrong and why I was so exhausted and what was going on. And you know what? It did. It turned into the year of me. I'm a completely different person than I was January 2020 than I am today at 2021. And I hope you've been able to have something similar. I hope you have gotten to have some type of growth if that's what you wanted. I hope you've gotten through this year if that's all you wanted. That's all you want. That's amazing. You're doing great. Is your sex drive like nowhere? You are doing great. We're about to hit 5,000 deaths a day. You're doing great. You don't want to masturbate? You're fine. You don't even know what self-care looks for you like right now? That's amazing. You're a star. You're a fucking star. I'm so proud of you. We're here. we're here in 2021. And I think, you know, I think the new year kind of fucks with us a little bit too, because even though we were like, guys, don't do it, don't do it, don't put any pressure on this year, don't do it, don't do it. How can you not put that type of pressure on a new year when the fucking year we had last year with the fucking trauma that we've dealt with repeatedly of last year? Of course we did. Of course we got our hopes up. You know, end of December, all of a sudden the vaccine's here. We're going to have this massive rollout. And I don't know where you are, and I can only speak for New York City. It's been a fucking shit show. And de Blasio has already said that this week, the week of inauguration, New York City is going to run out of vaccines. And as far as I know, those appointments, you know, filled up real quick. So it's like, what? And then how does it work? If you wait past 21 days or 28 days, depending on which vaccine you got, does it work? Do you have to start over? What the fuck is going on? You keep telling us we're so close to normal, but then it's not true. We're still so far away. And if that's what you're doing in your head, like I'm doing right now, you're doing so great. You are here, and I love that. I love it. Have you gained weight? Fuck yeah. Have you lost weight? Fuck yeah. Are you staying the same exact weight? Fuck yeah. Because who gives a flying fuck right now about anything else except the fact that you are fucking here on January 20th. Probably not listening to this on January 20th because other stuff is happening, which is totally fucking fine. But you're here. You got here by yourself with the help of others, with the help of your family. A combination of multiple things. You got here. You figured out how to take care of yourself, even if it didn't fucking feel like it. There's no way you didn't take care of yourself if you are not here right now. And that's not to be like, you took care of yourself, you didn't get COVID. I just mean like mentally. Because I've seen enough people who did everything right, everything they're supposed to do, and still got COVID. You can't do, that's not how viruses work, you know? It's just like, you can minimize the risk, but there's still, it's everywhere. And I mean, again, talking, I'm in New York, so it feels like everyone's on top of you. Even when I go walk in the park, I'm still just like, people, what is that going to feel like? What is it going to be like when you like being around people again? I don't like it. People get too close to me. They're not wearing their masks outside because people still do that. And that drives me crazy. But it's also like, should we be judging anyone? You know, is that how they're getting through this? Just the taste of air in Prospect Park? Maybe. I don't know. Don't you miss the taste of air just like hitting your face, like icy cold winter air just like hitting your fucking face? I miss it so much. I never thought I would. Miss it so much.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
You're doing great. We are here. It does feel like we're in the final stretch, whatever that means. However long that is, I do think the summer of 2021 is going to be a much different situation. I hope you've been able to deal with the bullshit cut out. You know, it's hard when you see like the truth, I don't know, in a lot of things. And I think a lot of us made a lot of, you know, big decisions about ourselves, about the people in our lives. And I think overall, that's going to be really good in the long run, but it's hard. They never tell you how much the growth hurts. They never tell you how much the healing hurts, just that you should do it. And you should. And it reminds me, I was talking to someone the other day about pain, and she was like, I never can remember. She's talking about her pregnancies. And she was like, I know they were awful. I know they were awful and they were so different from each other, but I cannot, and I know they were painful, like throwing up from the pain type of painful, but I cannot for the life of you remember, for the life of me, remember what that pain feels like. And I was like, oh my God, you're so right when it comes to pain. And I was like, you know, this time last year, like my head was on fire, felt like it was being electrocuted, and I do not know what that pain feels like. Like I can remember that it hurt, but I cannot remember what it feels like. And I think that is on purpose, because if we were to remember the pain of some things, we would never do it again, right? Like someone told me that women immediately forget the pain of childbirth, because if you didn't, you'd never have a fucking kid again. And so I think it's the same with like this type of like growth and this type of healing. Like I don't remember. Do you remember growing pains growing up? Do you remember how much it hurt when your teeth came in? I don't, but I've watched a fucking baby lose their shit because of how much this thing in their mouth that's coming in hurts. And that makes sense, right? We don't remember it, because if we did, we'll never do it again. And I think that's the same with like healing and that type of self growth. You would not do it if you remembered how much it hurt. And I remember how hurt I was last year. I just completely... But do you know what I mean? Like, I remember being hurt. That's what it is. I remember being hurt in May, June, July, August. I remember being in pain for different reasons. Not headache. Well, I also do remember the headache pain too. But just like, you know, the growth that comes with cutting off shit. Like, it's like I remember that it hurt, but you can't really like pinpoint exactly how it felt. You know, that was worth it. This is totally like, I don't know, I wanted this to be a much quicker episode, and I don't know if this is working for you. It's not very awkward. It's not very sexy, except with the libido stuff. And if like, again, like if you don't feel sexy, that's okay. I guess what I'm trying to say, it's like anything that you are feeling right now is okay. It is okay. I've been wearing the same sweatshirt for 3 days in a row. Because I love the sweatshirt. It's actually Aaron's. Happy birthday, Aaron. It's his birthday today. It's his fucking birthday. January 20th, not me talking to you day. January 20th is his birthday. Yes, his birthday is inauguration. Fun times, fun times for Aaron. Yeah, it's his sweatshirt and he really loves it too. So I just took it over. I'm a great spouse. I'm a great partner. He puts up with a lot. I'm very lucky. But also he's very lucky because I'm kind of a great partner too. She said so humbly. Again, though, like, I just want you, I'm going to end it here. You're doing great. You do not have to reach out to anyone right now. But if you know someone that's kind of struggling, I think sometimes just being like, you're doing great is enough for someone to hear it. But again, you don't have to. Right now, you come first. You gotta come first. And it took me a long time to learn that lesson. And I kind of look back and have some regrets of when I didn't take care of me first. So I don't want you to have regrets. You can still be a nice person. You can still be a great person. You still have boundaries. you might need more boundaries than you realized. You know, that's kind of 2020, year of boundaries, right? Physical, emotional, so many boundaries. Who among us? How are you doing? If you want to masturbate, great. Do it. If you're like, I can't even bring the energy to charge my vibe right now, you don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do right now. Because you are choosing you. Because January has been a fucking month. I cannot believe we're almost halfway through it. And then February is going to come. You know how February is always like the longest month of every year? What is February in 2021 of COVID going to look like? I don't want to know. But we're going to find out. We're going to do it together. Together, separate together. And you're doing great. And you're a star. And I am so proud of you. Do some deep breathing today. Maybe say I'm proud of you to yourself if you feel it, if you want to. Sometimes it's a fake it till you make it thing. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, lecture you guys. I always feel like the solos feel like lectures. So I apologize. Again, I don't know shit. I don't. I'm, you know, just almost went coming and going. I don't know what that even means. And I'm doing this like jerk off, like hand gesture. I don't know what I'm talking about. And that's okay. Because I'm doing great. And I'm proud of myself. I know I said I was going to go. I really want to thank you guys. Because as I said that out loud like 10 seconds ago, I was like, oh, these episodes help me so much. And I want to thank you for listening and like being a part of that growth and that journey with me. And I hope me talking about shit helped you. And if it didn't and you're like, fuck you, Nelly, just get back to sex. That's cool. I get it. But I chose me. And that is what I needed to do in that moment. So don't know what else to tell you. I love you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Try not to watch the news too much today if it's rough. But again, do you. Choose you. What you need to do for yourself. I love you. Seriously. Truly. Love you all. Okay, bye.